The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, welcome. And for those who don't know me yet, my name is Marjolein Janssen. I'm originally from the Netherlands, but I now live in the Bay Area. And I've been practicing the Dharma since 2011 or so, and yeah, done a number of retreats in Europe, Asia, in the US, and started teaching in 2017. And I really appreciate teaching the Dharma and being able to give back to what I've received from my teachers. So yeah, with that, it's really great to be here and to be here with this happy hour Sangha again, such a lovely Sangha. Really feel the metta in this Sangha. So delighted to be here. And I'd like to acknowledge, you might have heard that Thich Nhat Hanh has passed away. Great Buddhist teacher this weekend. In his 90s, he was in his 90s. He was already sick for a while. And I heard that the Thich Nhat Hanh community is remembering him by creating a field of loving kindness. So to send loving kindness to him as remembrance. And so maybe we can dedicate, if you feel called to that, dedicate the practice of today to him and to his legacy and teachings. And we can maybe hold him in our hearts for this hour of metta and kindness. And I'd like to share a quote by him that resonates with the theme of tonight. And he says, to be beautiful means to be yourself. You don't need to be accepted by others. You need to accept yourself. So how can we see the beauty in ourselves and in others? And the other day, I came across an article by someone named Ron Kurtz. And Ron Kurtz was the founder of Hakomi Mindful Somatic Psychology. It's a body-centered therapy. It combines awareness, mindfulness of somatic experiences with all sorts of mindfulness techniques. And one of the key principles that they use is loving presence. And in the article I was reading, Ron Kurtz described how he came up with this principle of loving presence. And it was when he was in a therapy session as a therapist. And the client had a really complicated story. And he kept on talking and trying to explain this complicated story. But Ron couldn't really follow it. And at some point, he decided to just give up following the story and trying to understand it. And at that moment, he relaxed into that giving up, and something interesting happened to him. He suddenly kind of saw the humanness of the client, and from that seeing the humanness, a deep sense of compassion arose in him for his client. And he describes what this experience brought him. In that article, he says, "Seeing beauty and humanity in the other became my therapeutic meditation. It was my way of becoming loving and present. I learned to avoid listening for problems, engaging in questions and explanations, and in long conversations. My first impulse now is to always find something to love, something to be inspired by, something heroic, something recognizable as the gift and burden of the human condition, the pain and grace that's there to find in every soul you meet." End of the quote. So seeing the beauty and the humanity in ourselves and others, this is just a shift in perspective from living our ordinary lives, just going about our lives, to intentionally start seeing the beauty in ourselves and others. To intentionally turn our attention to that, what would that be like? Yeah, what is there to love in ourselves and others? What beauty is there? And how does it change our heart when we see that? Or maybe it can open our heart. Maybe we can be in that loving presence that Ron Kurtz talks about with ourselves and the other. And seeing the humanity in all of us, we're all just humans. We are subject to this human condition of pain and grace, the gift and the burden to be human, as he says. And we all go through difficulty in life, and we all have our challenges. And can we be with our own challenges and other people's challenges, and also with the blessings that we all receive? And can we see this humanness that we're all in? We're all in the same human boat, subject to suffering, subject to peace. And as Ron Kurtz said, like, in every person, including yourself, find something to love, to be inspired by, something heroic, the gift and burden of the human condition, the pain and grace that's in everyone. And if we do, then we can be in loving presence with our own humanness and that of others. So we'll meditate now, and the meditation will be in that spirit. I'll guide us a little bit into that spirit of seeing the beauty and the humanness as a way of also accessing this loving presence, and as a way of metta as well. And we can start with just touching into the body. Really be present right here and right now. And if it's comfortable for you, you can close your eyes. And what is it like now in the body? What's it like in the feet? Feel the contact of the feet with the surface below. Tune into the buttocks on the seat or wherever it is right now. Contact there. Maybe hardness or softness, warmth or coolness. Maybe if you sit on a chair or a couch, you can feel the contact of your back with the backrest. And else you can feel the uprightness of your back. You can tune into that. Hands, maybe touching each other, maybe touching your knees or armrests. Being present. For the sensations, the experience there in your hands. Tune into the body as a whole. Is there any place in the body that feels that there's some tension? And if so, you can bring gentle and kind awareness to that area and invite it to relax for as far as possible. Can be lovingly present for this moment. Tune into your heart area in the center of your chest. You can simply acknowledge what is there right now. Whether it is something that is pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Maybe it can just be there, just as it is. And then you can bring someone to mind that you care about. Or maybe if it feels appropriate, you can also bring to mind Thich Nhat Hanh or the Thich Nhat Hanh Sangha. And then you can drop in the question, what is there to love about this being? These beings. You can see if an answer arises naturally. You don't have to go into a whole thought process, but more let the answer come to you if it is there. Or else you can hold it as a question. What is there to love about this being? What is there to be inspired by in this being? And also this question, you can just hold as a question and see if something arises. there's something heroic in this being. This being is or was in the same human condition as you are. They are or were just trying to live their life the best they can. And their little rocky boat got the human experience. Can you see their humanness, their humanity? Now that you've seen their humanity, is it easy to just be lovingly present for them? You can send them a metaphrase. You can pick one that you like, but it fits this person really well. And if you cannot think of a phrase, then you can use, "May you be happy." And from that space of loving presence, you can wish them this benevolent wish. You can bring someone to mind that is a little bit more difficult. Not your worst enemy, but someone you have some difficulty with. And if you found someone, drop in the question, what is there to love about this person? sometimes it might be difficult to see that for a more difficult person. But even this difficult person most likely has people who love them, who care about them. If you cannot find anything, you can maybe love that they are loved, that others see goodness in them, that even though you might miss it right now, others can see it. What is there to be inspired by in this person? Is there something heroic in this person? Also, this person is in the same human condition as you are. They are just trying to live their lives the best they can. Also, they are in this little rocky boat called the human experience. Can you see their humanness? Does seeing their humanness help with being able to be lovingly present for them? To feel compassion? Also, for this being, we can wish a good wish. And you can pick a phrase yourself or use, may you be happy. And from this place of seeing their humanness, being able to be lovingly present for them, from your heart, you can wish this wish for them. Now you can bring yourself and your attention . What is there to love about yourself? Sometimes it can be difficult. Some of us have conditioning around not having permission to love ourselves. And maybe you can rephrase it then. What would others say that they would love about you? Like, what would your dearest friend say? Or a loved one? What would they say that they love about you? What is there to be inspired by in yourself? Also for this question, you can call in help from your loved ones. What would they say that would be inspiring in you? Is there something heroic in yourself? Maybe loving yourself is heroic. You are in the same human condition as others. You are just trying to live your life the best you can. And you're also in this little rocky boat that we call the human experience. Can you see your own humanness? Now that you've seen your own humanness, is it easier to see something that you can love in yourself? Easier to see something to be inspired by? Is it easier to be in loving presence for yourself? You can also wish yourself a benevolent wish, something that's really fitting for you right now. Self-chosen wish, or if you can't find a wish, you can use "May I be happy." And from this place of loving presence for yourself, seeing your own humanity, you can wish this wish. For the last minutes of the meditation, you can send yourself this wish or other wishes, or send the other beings that you've worked with well wishings, or you can just let go of the practice and just be in this present moment with loving presence. Or just the way you are right now, even if you don't feel any loving presence. can close this meditation by dedicating all the goodness that has arisen from our practice to Thich Nhat Hanh, wherever he is, and to his Sangha, to all beings who have been touched by him. May the goodness of our practice touch all those beings. And may the goodness of our practice touch all beings everywhere. Have some time for reflections, or questions, or comments. Welcome to share. You can raise your Zoom hands or type something in the chat. Cool.
Thank you. I have known of Thich Nhat Hanh since like 1985. We came to Green Gulch Farm in Marin County in 1984-85 when I first became a resident, and even though I have read him a lot and known of him for a long time, it's only this evening, I think, that part of me appreciated him more deeply, not as a celebrity, or et cetera, but just how amazing it is to have an example of someone who's been so dedicated through so much pain and suffering for so long. Yeah, I just got into more of his humanity, more than his celebrity.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Powerful to realize that. Yeah. Thank you, Ko, for sharing that. Yeah, Radha.
I remember a few months ago, I was watching this interview with Thich Nhat Hanh and Oprah, and they were discussing his correspondence and friendship with Martin Luther King Jr. And there was a quote, something he said, which I was so moved by it, I wrote it down. So I'm going to read it, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
So he was talking about his correspondence with Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1960s, and he said, "On June 1st, 65, I wrote him a letter explaining to him why the monks in Vietnam immolated themselves by fire. I said that this is not suicide, because in a difficult situation like Vietnam, to make your voice heard is difficult. So sometimes we have to burn ourselves alive in order for our voice to be heard around. So that is the act that is out of compassion that you do that. That is the act of love and not of despair.
Wow. That's really powerful and beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Radha. Thanks for sharing that. I've seen that on YouTube, but I haven't watched it yet. What struck me about that is it's worth considering that metabolism is a process of burning fuel. So in a way, we're all burning alive, and we should think about what we burn for.
That's also very beautiful and thought-provoking. Beautiful inquiry. Thank you, Dave. Yeah. We could go into breakout groups. And there will be some time afterwards to... To check in as well. Let me see, some people are signing off usually, so I'm waiting a little bit. Okay. Gonna be with three people, and you can just check in about what feels up for you right now. Just check in about the theme of tonight, about loving ourselves and others, being in loving presence, about how, you know, the theme of Thich Nhat Hanh moved you. Yeah, what feels up and then important right now. With that, I'll send you away for about 8 minutes. Welcome back. So we have a few minutes to check in, maybe have some more reflections or comments or questions, things to share. Gary. You're still muted. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Marjolaine. So I'm sorry I joined late, but I was unlike sometimes I fall asleep during the longer meditation, but I was wide awake, and I was speaking in the small group that I'm in an election yet again in the field that I'm in medicine, but political. But it was helpful when you said in the longer meditation about seeing someone that, you know, may not be your best friend. So I was able to see my opponent in a perhaps a light where the person's just trying to do what they're trying to do, live their life. So in a more equanimity way, as was mentioned in the small group, and it seemed that the person that came out of that was that both of us, at least in my internal space, was then warmer and less charged up, and I felt better as a result of what you said. So thank you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, that's it. Definitely something I can also experience when I do an exercise like that. It really helps to warm the heart a little bit for that person and see where they're coming from. So thanks for sharing that. Any other comments or questions or things to share? I see Diana. Yeah.
I was just sharing in my group. Some of the questions were very powerful. And especially, I'll just keep it simple. What is there to love? And I'm in a certain group where there's some turmoil right now. And several people, it relates to behaviors and all kinds of things. And so just thinking about this, what is there to love? Because the negative can be such a default thing. So when I started going through that, the power of love is such that for each of, I was doing each of three or four people, and I found like three things each, or however many it was for each one. But by the end of the sitting, I really wasn't thinking about the negative at all. I mean, I was really sort of in wonder about, gee, you know, these are kind of lovable people. But I think it was the power of the embodiment of it and feeling it and understanding and all of that. So that's something that I'm going to carry forward. It's easy to do. If you remember. If I remember.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Indeed, you have to remember. Yeah, that's the key, but it's easy to do and easy to warm up the heart a little bit for mm-hmm. people. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, got a minute left. These last comments in this last minute. Greg?
You know, when you were talking in the meditation about may you find ... One of my daughters is having an extremely hard time with somebody who she finds to be absolutely detestable. And she told me there's not a single thing she can find a redeeming quality about this person. What do I do with that, Pops? And I have to admit, I told her, yeah, we might have to table this and Dad might have to grok this a bit to come back with something. But a little insight from what you said tonight, which was, and I think maybe my answer to her at this point, not all of it yet, but the formative pieces of it would be, well, if you can't find anything about her redeeming, maybe you can at least say a little prayer for her repetitively, that something along the lines of, may you find some insight. Mm-hmm. May you find a way to not be such an asshole. Maybe may you find your way in this world to be a support to other people and to pray that for her.
And exactly, that
may extend some sense of loving kindness and compassion to her. At least that's the way I'm thinking about it now. And that came from your suggestions tonight. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's a very good insight. When I have someone really difficult, I usually wish for them, may you develop wisdom, because then they won't be as difficult anymore once they have some wisdom. I think it's a little bit of a workaround indeed, and it really works. So yeah, great. Well, thanks everyone for your comments. Also, a few in the chat that everyone can read. Thanks. And yeah, see you all next time, and then tomorrow Diana again, I think. So yeah, have a wonderful rest of your evening or day or night, whatever time it is for you.